Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to a special three-part series, Top Advisor Marketing Podcast with Adri Miller-Heckman, founder at FemX Advisors. As most of you know, we are focused all month long here in March to help female financial professionals get their voice out into the marketplace, which happens to be our vision and mission in 2019 at Top Advisor Marketing. And one of the women who we absolutely love to interview because of her experience and because of all of the great things that she offers to financial services professionals in general happens to be Adri Miller-Heckman. Today, we're going to talk about branding and the importance of if you're going to market into really any space, but especially market to women, you have to have a very clear and succinct brand. And that is what Adri Miller-Heckman is a flippin' amazing expert. So, Adri, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. Always enjoy it.
All right, let's dive right in. Okay. How do you even begin uncovering or opening people's minds or peeling the onion or however you want to explain it? How do we get people to start honing their message?
You know, it's not something that's easily done on your own. It's like we as individuals can only go so deep on ourselves, right? But it really starts with your purpose. And there are a number of ways to really dig down and find your purpose as an advisor. And I think this is extremely important if you're really focusing on the women's market, because they really don't care about your credentials. They really don't care about your years of experience. They want to know, who are you and why do you care about me? And so there are many ways to uncover your purpose, but I think one of the most effective ways is writing your story. And your story is about what in your life, what experience in your life really inspired you to want to help women. And if you can uncover this purpose, that will simultaneously help you uncover what we call your tribal market. And your tribal market is the kind of woman you want to work with. Now, here's what's really important. Financial advisors, as we're building their brand and really peeling the onion back to find this tribal market that matches their purpose, they think, well, this is the only kind of woman I'm going to attract. And that can't be further from the truth. So I just want to get that off the table here. When you can really zero in on your tribal market, it triggers a passion in you. And there's a philosophy that says belief plus emotion can move mountains. And so when you uncover your purpose and you know who your purpose is really designed to help, that triggers a belief in you that then turns into passion. And it doesn't matter who you're talking to, they're going to sit up and listen like they've never listened to you before. So I think that's really the first step. Can you do it on your own? You know, I was talking to a woman today and a couple gentlemen this last month that joined our program, and they said, I've been playing around with this for years, and I realized I can't keep playing with it. I'm losing valuable time. And so you really need to work with somebody like, you know, Kurt at Top Advisor Marketing, or for me when it's focused on women, you need help. That's the bottom line.
Okay, I've heard this, and I know you have too, and this could just make people not be a good candidate for this, but when I've asked some of those similar questions, and I've never been a branding person, but you know, it was always part of my discovery process when I was a coach, when I would ask them questions about what they're passionate about so that I could help them figure out their target market. What happens when somebody says, Adri, well, I don't have a great story, or help us teach our listeners how to pull that out of themselves a little bit more, please.
So typically there are four different sources of a story. And if you are truly authentically, you have a desire to empower women, right? Then there is something that you experienced. So the first and the most common would be maybe an experience in childhood. So my story, and I used it with every single person I spoke to, was when I was growing up, I was one of six kids. And my dad, who was an attorney, was a really smart investor. And he really studied the markets, and he met with the financial advisor. And he always encouraged my mother to get involved, because he really did want her to know how to handle things when he passed away. When she finally went and met with the advisor, because she couldn't understand yield and PE ratio, which my father felt was absolutely essential to investing, the whole experience made her feel stupid and incapable. And I remember as a young girl watching and listening to these conversations, and I saw my mother retreat further and further and further, thinking and convincing herself that she just couldn't understand this stuff. But here's a woman that was making life-altering decisions for six kids and her husband every single day. And so when I became a financial advisor, I was determined to really help every woman like my mother, who was smart and totally capable, but really needed a different way and a different experience working with a financial advisor that encouraged and supported her desire to really feel in control of her financial life. Now, that's a sample, and so many advisors have an experience about their mom, a single mother, or the father died young and she had no clue. Another experience could be something that you experienced as an adult. So, for example, there are many women financial advisors, and to be honest with you, this is amazing to me, who come into this business as a second career. They're recruited by another financial advisor or someone they know because they went through a horrible divorce. They have no clue about money. And in their journey to getting their life back and studying the markets and quizzing their financial advisor, they end up getting into the business. And what's interesting is they have personal experience about what can happen when you blindly trust your partner to manage it all. It's not about trust. It's about really owning an important aspect of your life. So that's another scenario. Another one might be you have a family member. It might be your aunt or your grandmother that you watched go through becoming a widow. It doesn't matter. And then the fourth one could be, there are a lot of financial advisors I work with, especially men, who for 30 years have seen this pattern of behavior, and they've just decided they've had enough. They want every woman involved because they have had so many women who would not get engaged and end up coming back to them with a deer in the headlights and never absorbed anything in all those years. So these are really the four biggest sources. Now, another way that you can go about really uncovering your story or your tribal market is looking for patterns in your business. But as with a current client that I'm working with, the pattern, because all his business came from referrals over a long period of time, there is no pattern. There is no pattern in who was referred to him. So we can't go there. And that's why we're looking at creating a story. And even some people, that story, you're listening to this podcast right now, some of you, and going, I know my story. I know it like that. Whereas, like the advisor I'm working with right now, it's not coming quickly. So we really have to pull out the heavy drilling equipment to go deeper, to really uncover what is it that you're really driven to do. And there's a real interesting phenomenon, Matt, and it's financial advisors were trained to promote themselves. That's our natural instinct. And even though it feels totally uncomfortable for many of us, we don't know any other way. And so we're constantly talking about our firm, our years of experience, our credentials. Okay, that does nothing. Those are requirements. That is not a brand. But when you uncover your story, like my mother, I knew that my real mission was to help every woman become more confident in her ability to make smart decisions. That's a brand.
Yeah. Now, for those people who are listening to the podcast who are thinking to themselves, you know, if I start focusing and marketing to women or keeping women more mindful, that's going to exclude other markets. Help us wrap our brain around that.
Just, you know, I've had a number of clients email me and share, Adri, there's a woman named Denise. She's an established financial advisor who has done some Social Security events in the past. And she recently redid her message. She's got her story. She's got her authentic message. It's all focused on women. The website is all women. And this gentleman called in because he went to the Social Security website. And he was perusing financial advisors. And he called her and he said, the reason I chose you is because you're going to help my wife get more involved. That was it. There was another financial advisor, a man, who met with a particular prospect and said, I want your wife at this meeting. And he said, well, she doesn't usually get involved. And he said, this is the focus of my practice, to engage women so that they gain more confidence in managing the financial affairs. And he said that it was a done deal. He didn't even have to close the deal. The guy was sold. Even in my business, my two biggest referral sources were men, because they knew, they referred me to every woman they knew that needed financial help. Why? Because men are protectors by nature. And so there are two factors here. If I'm at a networking event and I meet this big executive and everybody wants his business, and he says to me, so Adri, what do you do? I say, well, you know, interesting, you should ask. You know, this year I'm really focusing on engaging women in wealth. And he said, really, what do you mean by that? And then I share, well, to be honest with you, most of my clients are smart, capable women who spend their lives focused on others, but something's changed. And all of a sudden, they're in the driver's seat. Their lack of financial knowledge just paralyzes them and causes them to panic. They simply want someone who can understand what they have, understand how it will serve them, and gives them an opportunity to gain the knowledge they need to take charge of their life. This guy is going to forget that you're prospecting him. He's going to be thinking of other women he needs to send to you. He's going to open himself up. He's going to be thinking about his wife, and he'll say, do you only work with women? Absolutely not. Tell me about your situation. Done. It's done. It's so easy. So there's no question, when you uncover your tribal market, you understand that market so well that you can then really create a message that is so real, down to earth, and authentic. And that's what appeals to people. They are expecting you to say, oh, I am a financial advisor at XYZ, or I'm a CFP at this. Meaningless, you need a brand. And this is especially important when you're hosting events, when you are committed to doing podcasts, which is critical with the women's market. It's really powerful, but you need to know, what is my message? Because you need to reiterate it over and over and over again.
I love the idea of practice. And I think that goes unsaid a lot of times. When you're about to get in front of a group of people at a networking event, or you're doing an educational workshop, it's game time, right? You should have game face, game brain, game preparation. You should have practice. You should have plays. If somebody says this, I'm ready to say this. You know, you're a professional. And it's time, and it's going to sound harsh, but it's time to really start acting like one. And if you look at professionals, there's a couple of things that they all have. One, they know what they do. Number two, they also have a freaking coach. And if you look at super duper high performing professionals, they even have multiple coaches. You know, like professional athletes will have a strength coach, a flexibility coach, a PR coach, a speech coach, a shooting coach, right? They have all of those. And so many people just think that they can rely on their own natural charisma. That's going to take you so far. But if you truly want to get to where Adri's talking about, you have to put the time in. You have to practice. And, you know, I used to talk about, Adrian, tell me if this is a bad idea, because it could be a horrible idea. And I did this for years. And, you know, now I'm going to look back on it and be like, holy crap. But I used to use what I referred to as the teenager test. If I could tell a teenager, it's usually family members, because if you walk up to a teenager on the street, they run away because you're a freak. But if you ask a teenager, or if you say to a teenager, I want to explain to you what I do, and I want you to tell me if you understand it. If you can convince a 13-year-old girl,
yes,
that or not convince, explain what you do and they get it, what do you think about that?
Oh, I'm totally in agreement with you. And you may even take the age down lower. So, for example, I was working with this advisor where I have to bring out the heavy drilling equipment. And I'm like, so when this woman, Cheryl, came in to meet with you and you said, Cheryl, why are you here? What did she say? Well, she needed a strategy and a financial plan. Really? Really? That's what she said. No, she probably said, well, I'm worried about my finances. I want to retire, but I don't know if I have enough. Right? Will I end up a bag lady? I don't want to end up on the streets, but I don't know what I have and how it's going to help me. That's regular language. You cannot use language in financial speak. And I will tell you that everything I do with the financial advisors, I'm not changing what they do. I'm just repackaging it, so that the average person can truly understand it. And the more you, I don't want to say dumb it down, simplify it down, make it real, the more you can repeat it. And it's not about promoting. It's not about selling. It's about intriguing. It's about dropping little nuggets of information and letting it sit. And then they'll come back to you and say, wait, what did you just say? Now they're listening. So I would agree with you. You go into a middle school class, and if you're drowning them, you don't know what you do in the average person's language. That's the way we need. And you know what, Matt? It's not women alone that want that. Men don't understand what the hell you're talking about either.
Absolutely.
But it's their egos will not let them say, oh, could you explain the efficient frontier? Could you explain asset allocation? They're not going to ask. Women just retreat.
Right.
And now you've lost her.
Yeah.
You know, I saw, here's what's really important. I was just writing an article and it was about the Super Bowl. And on the Super Bowl, there was a commercial with Serena Williams. And it was a powerful commercial. And it was about women. And what it told me is those commercials cost $125,000 a second. And they're willing, the women's movement is so strong right now that they're willing to spend so many millions and paying for Serena Williams. It was amazing. And it told me, I have never seen in all the years, 15 years of coaching advisors on focusing on women, I have never seen momentum like we've got going right now. And for advisors that don't jump on board, it's too late.
Well, let me ask you this. What happens if an advisor has done a very poor job in the past? And they wake up and they have that wonderful epiphany that we're hopefully trying to force them to have right now. Can they get it back? Can they go back and re-engage this a women's audience, the spouses of their people who they've been freaking focusing on? How do they do that and can they do that?
So women are the most forgiving creatures, right? In the old days, if you stood in front of a group of women and you fumbled, they would feel sorry for you. They wouldn't criticize you. In any time I had to change something or I made a mistake, they are amazingly forgiving when you're honest and open. So the first thing for an advisor is to focus on retention, because that's the biggest risk. As women are stepping up, they're going to expect more from their financial advisor. And if you're not delivering, but this other female advisor down the road is, you're going to lose her. No question about it. The second thing is, how do you attract them? And many financial advisors, especially men, and this is a compliment to them. If you're a man and you go, I have no clue what I'm entering into here. I care about women. I want to help women, but I don't know what to do. And that's a good thing. That says that you realize you need some help, but you're willing to commit to that. And so what we've done is really create a process and a model that is so step by step that we walk you through it. So if you think about it, in the old days, you were taught how to sell, how to present, how to invest money, how to do everything and make the client feel comfortable. Well, in the old days, it was all about men. That's it. So we learned it then, and women advisors had to learn that model. But guess what? The market is shifting. And now we need to learn a new model that works for women. And to be honest with you, what that's going to do is swing that pendulum from the good old boy side over to the women's side, which will bring it back to gender balance. And that's where you will create a practice, a message, a brand that lasts forever. I told a client today, I said, the Femex model is a compounding model. It builds and builds and builds and builds to the point where all you're getting are people calling in, yeah, I've heard about your women's program and I need some help. But you cannot build it without really doing the work to drill down, to find your purpose, to build your brand with your tribal market, your compelling message, your process that works for women, and then use that theme, right? You will always come up with a theme to use in your podcasts, in your events, in your introduction, on your website. It all needs to say the same thing. I listen to Oprah's podcast from time to time, and I can hear her theme. And she always says, I believe that the best thing you can give yourself is time. And then she goes on a little bit about time, but I can hear it. It is so consistent. And so what if you had a podcast and you said at the beginning, I believe that when you as a woman become confident with your money, you feel more in control of your life.
Adri, if somebody hears this and says, okay, you know what? Yep. It's about time that I pulled my head out of the nether regions and I need to figure this out. What is the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you?
I would go to www.femxadvisor.com and go to contact and or go to the coaching and set up a strategy call with me. I don't know if I can help them, right? Everybody's in a different place. And sometimes, you know, it's interesting. In one of the calls I did recently, I talked about there are dippers, waiters, and divers. Well, the dippers are voyeurs. The dippers are listening to this. They love the idea, the concept. But you know what? Until that path has been carved out and it's, you know, there are no weeds on it, it's asphalted, they're not going there. The waiters are going to slowly work them through. They're going to take it one step at a time, implement one or two of the things that we teach, get comfortable, then move forward, splash themselves, get real comfortable, and then eventually they'll submerge themselves. And then there are the divers. They're going to walk through the clearing. They're hot, sweaty. They see that lake. They don't care. They're going to climb to the top of the closest rock, you know, 50 feet above the water and dive. Because they're going in. They're full in. It's the waders and the divers that are really going to carve the path and be the leaders in the women's space. You want to get in before it's too late and time is running out.
We will make sure that we have links to that contact page and the coaching section in our show notes. Adri, thank you. Thank you very much for part one of a three-part section on how you can go ahead and be just overall a better marketer to women in this year and many, many years to come. So thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
If you have not subscribed to the podcast, click that subscribe now button below. Most of you have heard me say this a number of times. And also please take a moment to rate and give us a review. We would truly appreciate that also. For Adri Miller-Heckman, founder at FemX Advisor, and all of us here at Top Advisor Marketing, we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.